The Lord we worship is a true and living God.
我们所敬拜的神是真又活的神。
When we have difficulties and we pray to Him, He shall, He will answer our prayer.
当我们有困难向他祷告的时候，他会回答我们。
So when brothers and sisters live their life according to the teaching of the Bible,
所以弟兄姐妹，如果你们依照圣经的教训来活你们的生活
，you are able to prove that indeed the Word of God is a living word.
你们就有办法证实神的话是真的又活的。
And the following three brothers and sisters is going to testify concerning the grace of God.
接下来三位姐妹就要见证神在他们生活中的恩典。
I think still the old rule, right? Everybody is about 25 minutes, yeah?
一个人差不多二十五分钟。
Of course, don't worry about your time. But if time is too long, people might ring the bell. Okay. Shall we follow the order to testify? Jeff, please.
我们请 Jeff 弟兄。
Hallelujah! In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I begin my testimony.
Hallelujah, 奉主耶稣圣名，我在这里做见证。
First of all, this is the largest audience I've ever had to speak to, so it's a little bit intimidating, but, sorry.
首先我要向大家让大家知道，我从来没有在这么多人面前做过见证，所以我有一点紧张。
So I hope my inner nervousness won't interfere with the truth that I'd like to testify about.
但是我希望我的紧张不会干涉到我想要见证的事情。
So my name is Jeffrey Chen. I am a brother from San Jose of only 10 months, but a pursuer of Christ for a lifetime.
我的名字叫 Jeff Chen. 我信主朝十个月，但是我立定要一生的跟随主。我是属于San Jose教会的。
The reason why I say I've been pursuing Christ is because the history of mine is quite interesting.
我之所以说我已经追随主耶稣很久，是因为我过去的历史。
Just to sum up my biography in about a sentence or two, I basically have experiences with a family that had at one point believed in Jesus and had been baptized, but then the very next year reverted to Buddhism or idol or ancestral worship.
我可以用很短的句子跟大家说，我是在一个本来是基督徒的家庭长大，但是受洗后一年，我们全家就转为信佛教。
And the experiences of my life finally culminated during college, which I know a third of you are about to attend. So I hope this is relevant to you and it strikes a chord in your hearts.
那我的生命的转变就在我当我上大学的时候，也就是在座的很多学生，你们很快就要去的一个环境。
I think that most of you will agree that college is a time of self-discovery, both from an intellectual and mental and emotional and a spiritual standpoint.
我相信在座很多人都会认同我的说法，大学是一个自我发掘的环境。
And there is a broad diversity of people from across the world that come together in one place to exchange ideas and beliefs or understandings of various topics.
那在大学这个环境，也有从不同地方或不同国家来的学生，他们聚集在一起，要交换意见、想法。
You go in there completely headstrong, ready to take on the world, and you believe that once you emerge from these 4 years, you will be empowered to take on anything that you set your mind onto.
你进大学的时候心有雄志，相信只要在过四年之后，你就有办法战胜这个世界。
So as when I was a non-believer and I entered college, I thought that I had gotten there on my own accord.
当时我进大学的时候，我还没有信。基督教，所以那时候我也同样有这样的想法。
I felt that I had worked really hard to study for the SATs to get my GPA up to, you know, do all the applications and finally get into the number one school that I wanted to get into, and I felt like that was my own control.
我那时觉得我很认真的读书，很认真的考试，所以我有办法申请到我第一志愿的学校，一切都在我的控制及掌控之中。
I was healthy. I was independent.I felt virtually invincible.
我觉得我非常的健康，非常的勇敢，我几乎可以说是隐形的。
So going through the first 3 years of college, I experienced a lot of various temptations.
在大学的前三年，我经过了很多的试探。
At my school, the first year, you're required to stay in the college dormitories.
在我所读的大学，第一年必须要住学校的宿舍。
Where you were mingled in with engineers, with artists, with athletes, basically anyone from all disciplines in the university.
那你会你的同学或你的室友会是读不同各式各样的科系的人。
But their one common interest was to have a ridiculous amount of fun.
但是他们大家都有共同一个目的，那就是在大学要好好的享受。
But this is where you really have to be careful because fun, being defined by people who share different values, can mean very different things.
但是有好好的享受这个定义，对每个人来说都不太一样。
And also, when you want to gain acceptance into a social group, you feel like you may have to jeopardize your personal identity.
当你觉得你需要被大众所接受的时候，你觉得有时候需要牺牲自我。
So let me talk about where I would consider probably the downfall or the lowest point in my life when other people from the outside would revere it as perhaps the highest point.
那我现在和大家分享的是我觉得我人生最低点的时候，或许在外邦人的眼中，那是我人生最快乐的时候。
So for the first 3 years of school, I went through cruising through it, having fun, doing mediocre in school, being very active in extracurricular activities.
在大学的前三年，我非常活跃于学校的活动。那在功课上，我也还好。
Religion was the last thing on my mind.
宗教在我的脑海里是最后一样我需要去想的事情。
So come senior year, which it will come sooner than you think it will.Even though it's 4 years away, but it'll hit you really fast.
那很快的我就到了大学的最后一年。
My senior year was looking good. There were good job prospects. The class load was easy. I didn't have to wake up so early anymore, or didn't have to stay up very late. And I had relatively good relationships.
那大学的最后一年，我的课程比较轻松，我对未来的工作环境也非常的有把握，一切都非常的在享受当中。
And one of the things that I thought was going to be most stable, and I know this is kind of, we discussed about this earlier, but I was in a relationship with a girl, obviously, for, just making sure. I was in a relationship for about 2.5 years with a person that was with basically a person. Okay, sorry. Nervousness. So, In the 2.5 years that I was with this person, I was pretty much certain that when we left Cornell or when we left school, we would be together, we would be married.
在那个时同时，我也有一位女朋友，那非感情非常稳定的发展，我也认为毕业之后我就会很自然的和她结婚生小孩。
Cornell has an interesting statistic. The statistic is that about 40% of the, I think it could be 60% of the couples.That leave school end up being married. So there was a lot of expectation.
那在康奈尔大学一个很特别的事情就是大部分有超六成以上的学生他们从学校毕业后都会成为夫妻或情侣结婚。
So you can see that in my mind things were going really well, good job prospects, class load, and a really good relationship. I thought I had everything.
在那时候，我觉得我拥有了一切，有好的感情，有好的工作，有好的学校。
Unfortunately, on October 28th, 2003, I can remember it very vividly.
在2003年十月二十八日
，I basically found myself in a situation that I never thought I would be in. It was a curveball. The relationship was over.
我当时处在一个我从来没有想象过的环境，那就是我长久以来的感情到了一个结束点。
Because when you arrive at senior year, you have your own personal desires and goals, and you want to go to a part of the country, whereas my girlfriend wanted to go somewhere else. So we couldn't resolve these issues, and we decided to split.
或许像很多人人生，当他们到人生的一个阶段，他们想要去闯出自己的世界，到别的国家去探索，所以就像这样子，我的女朋友因为需要到别的地方去，我们就这样子分开了。
And then shortly thereafter, after a few weeks, I found out that she was seeing someone else.
但是几个礼拜后，我发现其实我女朋友心里有所属。
She didn't tell me, and she wasn't obligated to tell me, but when I found out, there was an immense amount of sadness, betrayal.Jealousy and just outright anger that I've ever felt before in my life.
他之前没有和我说过。当我知道的时候，我心中充满的是怨恨、嫉妒。
There, basically, from that point on, I couldn't sleep very well. I couldn't eat. So over the next 3 months, I basically lost 3 pounds. And on this figure, that's a lot. No, 5 pounds. That's a lot of weight.
因为我没有办法睡觉，我没有办法吃，所以在后来的几个月，我就瘦了几磅。
So, most people would consider me a relatively optimistic, very happy, cheery person. But those who truly knew me knew that I was perhaps at the bottom part of my life.
那时候我的人生处于非常的低点。很多人认识我，觉得我应该是个很开朗的人，但是我那时候非常的不开心。
Like for example, during our senior year portraits, when we took a picture that you put in the yearbook, that was the day right after the breakup. So you could see the rings on my eyes, and you saw this faint little smile that was very forced.
那就像我们要照班照的时候，你。就算我分手的隔一天，那你可以如果从照片中你可以看到一个非常憔悴的我。
So this is finally where it starts getting a little better. A Christian friend decided to speak up to come to my aid.
就在那个时候，我一个教会的朋友，那他来跟我讲话。
He asked me what was going on with my life, and he really wanted to understand why I was so sad, why I had turned like a complete 180 in my attitude.
他和我谈话需要希望知道我为什么那么的伤心。
This person wasn't a member of the church, but was just wanted to help out because he and I had been friends for years since we were freshmen essentially.
这位朋友不是我们教会的信徒，但是他却是我很好的朋友。
He told me to read the Bible. I pushed back.
这个朋友跟我说，你为什么不读圣经？但是我否决了他。
If you're in my situation and you had gone through 3 very smooth years cruising through thinking that you were high on life and then all of a sudden the thing that you valued most preciously was taken away from you and you couldn't do anything about it, wouldn't you be very resentful and bitter?
如果你想想如果你是我的角度如果你有三年非常顺利的日子但最后一年你却遇到人生很大的挫折你不会非常的伤心吗？
I basically said, hey, I worked my butt off to get here, and it was all for my own doing. Why should I credit anybody else for it?
那时我会觉得我是靠自己的努力来到这里的。今天我为什么要把这样子的努力归于别人？
But my Christian friend humbly and quietly said, well, how do you think you got all the way here? Did you think it was simply just all by chance?
但是我这位朋友却问我，你觉得你今天走到这个地步，是完全都是靠你自己吗？
So then I thought, well, I'm not completely buying it yet. But then, okay, if there is a God, then why is it that the thing that I wanted the most got taken and stripped out of my hands?
但是我回答他说，不完全是，但是如果真的有神的话，为什么我最爱的东西却从我身上夺走？
And then my friend opened up his Bible to Luke chapter 11, verse 11. It's okay, you don't have to flip. I'll just tell you what it is. Essentially what it is that he basically used that verse to say like, well, you know, God is like a parent. He provides for what he thinks is best for us, or what he thinks what we need. Not necessarily provide to us what we think we want.Right, because not everything that we want is necessarily good for us.
所以我的朋友就和我分享路加福音第十一章十一节，那就是跟我们说，我们的神就是我们的父亲，他会给我们我们所求的，但是不一定我们所求的都对我们是好的。
So I kind of felt a little silent and thought about it for a little bit because it did make sense.
那时候我就安静下来，觉得他说的很有道理。
And then he knew the time was right. He gave me the Bible.And then he left me, and then I had his Bible to just kind of think about it for a little bit.
他知道他已经有一点说动我了，所以这时候他就把圣经给我，那他就离开房间。
As he left, he said,
那他要走的时候，他这样子说，
Why don't you start with Matthew? I think you might gain a lot from it.
他说，为什么你不开始读马太福音？我觉得你会学习到很多。
So on one of those sleepless nights, I decided to go ahead and flip through it.
那在有一个睡不着的夜晚，我就开始翻开马太福音。
And thank God that some of the most impactful verses were towards the beginning of the book. Otherwise, I wouldn't have had the patience to finish it.
出乎我的意外，那些感动我的字句，却是在马太福音最开始的时候。
So when I read Matthew, I flipped up and I saw in chapter 5, verse 21, talks about anger, right? Jesus is teaching. We all were in Pastor TJ's class and we learned about anger. And chapter 5, verse 38, he teaches about retaliation. In chapter 5, verse 43, he teaches about loving enemies. These were all the things that were deeply in my heart that I really, really wanted to do to get back to somehow make it feel less painful.
我在读马太福音的时候，我读到第五章二十一节，这里想到了恨人，到二十三十三节，对不起，
三十八
节讲到了报复，那四十一节讲到爱你的仇敌。
But then when I read these words, they popped out at me.
但是当我念到这些经节的时候，这些字很像都成为立体的。
Because in the back of my head, ever since I was a child, the concept of God and His existence was always there. It was just a matter of me being too proud of myself to acknowledge that He was there.
我觉得成长过程中，我一直都知道有神，但是因为我非常的自豪，我从来不相信，也不想承认神的存在。
I continued reading on, and I encountered the classic verses of chapter 6, verse 31 through 34, talking about worrying and the need of not to have to worry, because if you pursue the righteousness of God, He will provide because He knows what you need.
当我读到马太福音第六章第三十一节、三十二节、三十三节的时候，这里就是说，天父跟我们讲，不需要担忧明天吃什么、喝什么，因为他一切都会给我们。
Basically, after Matthew chapter 6, I decided that it was enough for the night, and I felt a little bit easy outside, but I knew it wasn't done yet. So I got down basically kneeled next to my bed and prayed the only way that I knew how, which was prayer and understanding.
我读到了马太福音第六章之后，我就想说应该上床睡觉，那我就跪在床铺的旁边，开始用悟性的祷告来祷告。
I ask for God to give me strength, to give me comfort, to give me guidance. But I knew that it probably wasn't going to give to me. But first, I had to acknowledge that I had been a sinner, that I had ignored Him, that I had tried to put my own self as being supreme.
我那时候求他给我安慰，给我力量。或许我知道那时候，我。觉得他不会给我，但是我觉得我已经认识到自己是一位罪人，所以我一定要跪下来跟他求这些事情。
By this point, it was about March of 2004. This was maybe 2 months before graduation.
那时已经是2004年的三月，毕业前的两个月前。
But up until graduation, I made a firm resolve to make sure that I would pray every night in the way that I knew how, ask for His forgiveness.And also to continue reading the rest of Matthew and also try to read as much as I could in the New Testament.
那即将毕业的我告诉我自己要立志要把马太福音念完每天晚上要跪下来祷告。
After graduation, this is sort of the part where I talk about how I came to True Jesus Church.
毕业之后就是我怎么样如何来到了真耶稣教会。
Prior to graduating, I attended a few campus fellowships, which I'm sure many of you are aware have many of them. There's like as many to choose from as the alphabet, right?
在毕业前，我开始参加一些学校的社团。
They weren't quite really effective for me. I found them to be too overzealous, being too hypocritical, a little bit too judging in their approach. It just didn't work for me.
但是我觉得参加这些社团并没有对我有很大的帮助。我觉得他们或许是太热心，或者太爱批评别人。
So after graduating, I figured that I still wanted to continue on my search and make sure that I could finally find a good church that I would want to call my own.
但是毕业之后，我仍然坚决要找到一个属于我自己的教会。
I moved to Sacramento, California after graduation, after about a month.
毕业之后，我就搬到了 Sacramento.
I took a job where I knew no one, and I felt pretty much lonely.
在工作的地方，我不认识任何一个人。
I remember the first day that I got there, I felt this emptiness inside and feeling like I needed to go find someone that I could cry to, that I could just ask for comfort, but no one was talking to me.
到达那边的第一天，我觉得非常的孤独，很想找一个人来倾诉，但是却没有人。
And that only fueled my desire to find the church that I really wanted to be a part of.
但是心中却很渴望能找到那个我一直很想找的真教会。
Thank God that he gave me a good job and a good place to live because I was pretty satisfied with what I was doing and where I was, but that wasn't enough.
感谢神，他赐给我一个很好的工作，一个很好住的环境，但是对我来说，那还是不够。
When you're in school, you look to the next semester, and then you look to the completion of your degree. You always have these very discrete things to look forward to down the road.
在学校，你常常希望下一个学期赶快来到，或者快点毕业，所以你有一个很清楚的目标。
But when you're working, what do you have to look forward to? You're just looking until you retire. That's 40 years away.
但是在你工作的时候，那你的目标是什么呢？难道是退休吗？但是退休离我还有40年之久。
And if you spent 40 years cramped in an office, just banging away at a keyboard, would you find that fulfilling? I certainly didn't.
那40年想说我每天坐在办公室，每天对着电脑，对我来说一点都不会觉得有满足感。
So I searched for churches in Sacramento online, actually, and found a couple with large congregations and fellowships, but found them to be lacking of some essence.
那我在电脑上开始寻找教会，找到了一些可能比较大的教会，那我就去慕道，那在那里我觉得他们的道理很像少了什么。
And then I remember vaguely that there were a couple of church members that also went to Cornell, and they told me about their church one time. And I always thought it was quite peculiar because the name was True Jesus Church.
那时候我就想起我在学校的时候有一些教会的朋友和我提起他们的教会，那我就觉得他们很特别，因为他们的名字是真耶稣教会。
And at that time, I've been hopping around for quite a little while, and I just couldn't find the true church, right? Like a church that I wanted to be a part. So for a church to call themselves the True Jesus Church, surely they had something that was different than all the other ones.
所以我心中就想，反正我也找教会找那么久了，那既然有一个教会叫真耶稣教会，他们一定有什么是特别的，所以才会叫自己真耶稣教会。
Thank God for technology because I found the TJC website and I saw that there was a house of prayer in Sacramento. And I attended the very next Saturday, which I thought was weird, but I went anyways.
很感谢科技，我在电脑上找到我们教会的网站，那在上面也找到了 Sacramento 祈祷所的电话和地址，那我就去参加他们的聚会。
So when I first attended TJC, the congregation was very small. It was only about 15 members, I think. And it wasn't even in a church, it was at somebody's house.
我第一次参加聚会的时候，差不多只有15位信徒，那也不是在一个教会，他是在别一个人的信徒的家里。
I remember driving to the address that was listed, but when I showed up, there was no cars outside, and then I was thinking, am I lost, or is there something going on? So I called the number, and then I was directed to the right address, and it was again a house. So I thought, well, this is a little odd.
我到达那边的时候看了一看发现是住宅区那我就觉得这很奇怪所以我又打了电话要确认但是在那边他们真的告诉我这就是叫他们聚会的地方所以我觉得很奇怪
So I let myself in and by this point everyone was already in the middle of service so I pretty much interrupted the whole thing because it was right in their living room
我进去的时候刚好聚会到一半所以我等于打扰了整个聚会
They hadn't prayed yet, and they were going through the sermon, which I thought was, you know, the typical, that what you would hear. But I did notice that the sermons were much more based on biblical sightings.
那我就进去就开始参加聚会，那我发现是有一点不同，因为他们讲的道理很像都是根据圣经来的。
And then it came time to prayer.
那就要到了聚会结束的时候要祷告了。
And they said, okay, we'll get down on our knees. They didn't explain the whole thing because... So when they started praying, I wasn't exactly sure what was going on. I was kind of scared, but then I just kind of stayed silent to myself and then just said a silent prayer.
那开始祷告之后，我觉得很像大家周围的人都比较奇怪，但是我也没有说什么，只是有一点害怕。那开始自己安静的说我的悟性祷告。
And it was a pretty long prayer, about, well, not long, 15 minutes. But at that time, I thought it was really, really long.
那时候他们祷告了15分钟，我觉得那是好长的一个祷告。
And I finished what I wanted to pray in about 2.5 minutes.
那我基本上在两分钟半，我就把我一切要跟神讲的都讲完了。
But the interesting thing is, while I was sitting there, I was contemplating, well, what is it that would motivate a group of 15 people to meet in somebody's house and to just worship there without, you know, being absorbed into other churches, right? There had to be something that these 15 people found so worthwhile or such a treasure that they wanted to stay and they wanted to conduct service like this.
那时候我就自己在想，究竟是什么原因可以让这十五位人大家聚集在一个房子里面，一起查考道理，而却没有被别的大教会而并纳。
So after that service, they were very cordial. They were very sincere. They wanted to get to know me as anyone would if some random dude just walked into your house.
这时候这信徒们他们都非常有爱心的和我打招呼，那想要认识我。
So basically, they invited me to come back next week, and they encouraged me to come right on time and make sure that I heard everything. And I said, sure, no problem. I don't have anything to lose. This is Sacramento. Sacramento is not known for anything to do, by the way.
那时候我就跟他们就邀请我下个礼拜再回来参加他们的聚会。那我就跟他们说，当然，因为反正礼拜六我也没什么事情好做。
So I think, thank God, that the next week that I came back, they had something a little bit to talk about the Holy Spirit and about how it was being very important to salvation. And I was very intrigued by this whole premise of the Holy Spirit.
隔一个礼拜回来之后，他们就向我解释圣灵的重要性。那什么是圣灵？
I decided at that point, if this is the true church, and if these people all say that they have the Holy Spirit, then I too want to have that Holy Spirit. I want to have that personal experience so that I can be completely resolved and confident that this church is indeed the body of Christ and that this is the true church.
这时我就告诉自己，如果这些人相信有圣灵，那我也要得到圣灵。只有透过圣灵，我才能知道这是真教会，这是真正神的教会。
So since I'm shorting time, I'll condense it as much as I can. Essentially, at that point, I was very, I just wanted to continue to learn more about the basic doctrines and understand how this church really was.
那时我就想要追求更多以认识教会的基本信仰。
I prayed for about 5 months, and then thank God that I received the Holy Spirit.
经过五个月的祷告，我终于得到了圣灵。
And then that in about May of 2005, I was completely confident that I wanted to be baptized.
在2005年五月，我曾确信我要接受真耶稣教会的受洗。
Unfortunately, the last one had just passed recently, and the next one wasn't going to come for a little while.
因为我要受洗的时候，最后前一次的洗礼才刚刚过，那下一次的洗礼又离很远。
So I, and actually in June of 2005, after a year, almost a year on the job, I was transferred into Santa Clara, which is San Jose.
那在2005年的六月，因为工作的关系，我被调到了圣何西。
But this time, the thought about moving to a new place wasn't so uncomfortable to me because I knew that wherever I went, and if there was a church nearby, then that would be my family.
但是这一次我并没有那么的恐惧或觉得孤单，因为我知道不管我到哪里去，只要有教会在附近，那就是我的家。
That as soon as I walked through those doors, I would have something in common with the rest of the members of the church, and then that would offer me enough solace.
我知道只要我进了大门，我和众位的信徒都有同样的东西，那就是圣灵。
And finally, on September 28, 2005, it was a clear day, 70 degrees, a gentle breeze, and I went back to Sacramento for baptism because they were the first church to have spiritual convocation in the fall.
对不起，原来他 五月的时候是Sacramento 的受洗，那六月我就工作调到圣何西，在2005年9月28日，我又回到了 Sacramento 去。
And then I got baptized on September 20th, sir.
那在九月的时候我就接受了受洗。
And in the last few minutes, I'll just talk about my experience in baptism. I woke up that morning with a joy and a sense of just being happy that I haven't felt in a long time.
我想和大家分享我受洗的体验。那天早上我起来感觉到特别的喜乐。
We went down to the American River, which was basically downstream from Lake Tahoe, which is like the second most pure body of water on the U.S.
我就到了一个河边。
Sure. No, the reason why I'll explain is that when I went to the American River and I was getting ready to be baptized, I understood that baptism is about having the living blood of Jesus Christ to wash away your sins, right? And of course, in my mind, that would be, well, the living blood, it has to be very pure. So then for me, I was thinking, wow, American River with purity from Lake Tahoe, a good sign, right?
我那时候认知说要受洗需要在活水，那那个水要很干净，因为是要洗净我们的罪。所以当我到雷塔后那附近的一个河流去洗礼的时候，我就觉得很棒，因为那是美国可以说独一无二比较干净的河流。
And then as I prayed and I was submerged into the water, I saw waves of red light streaming across my eyes, and then that was probably one of the most beautiful things I've seen.
在我全身进入水里的时候，我闭上眼睛就看到水很像有红色的影子慢慢地飘过我眼前，我觉得那是我看过最美丽的景象。
And then as I felt, as I was kneeling towards upstream and the cool water rushing past me, in my mind, I visualized that my sins were just being completely drawn out of my body and flowing down.
当我跪在河里，觉得水流从我身上经过的时候，我觉得我的罪就很像随着水慢慢地从我身上流失掉。
And that was enough for me to believe that I had received the true baptism.
那使我深深地相信我受到的是真的洗礼。
I know I'm a little over, but I just want to share a couple extra words about my experience at NYTS. If you had asked me about a year ago if I wanted to attend NYTS, I would have said, you want me to do what for a week?
如果一年前你问我要不要参加青年神训班的时候，我就会问你说，你希望我一个礼拜里面做什么？
But I actually thank God that I actually have the opportunity to be here with over 120 brothers and sisters from around the world. It's so touching to see all your faces andTo know that we all share this spiritual fabric, this essence, and that we're here to really arm ourselves with the words and spirit of God.
当我来到这里和一百二十多位弟兄姐妹分享神的道理的时候，我非常的感动，因为我觉得我们身上都有同一种灵。
I also came here for some selfish reasons.
当然，我来这里也有我自己的理由。
I came here because I haven't mentioned to you earlier, but I came here to ask one single question.
或许我没有和你提过，但是我来这边是要寻求，有问一个问题。
Quick sidetrack, going back in college. Also, one of the reasons why my faith was very weak was because my mother was ill and my parents had been divorced as a result of that struggle and difficulty in the family.
有一点我还没有和大家提的，就是在大学的期间，因为父母的离异，所以我对自己非常没有信心，也觉得很伤心。
And also while in college, I found out that my mother's disease was genetic.
那时候我妈妈也生病了，那我发现医生说她的病是遗传性。
We talked to genetic counselors, and basically the statistics are.50% of any offspring will have the chance of getting that disease.
那医生说，经过测验之后，他的小孩子有差不多一半的50%的机会会得到同样的病。
So can you imagine flipping a coin to determine the outcome of your life?
你可以想象，就很像丢一个铜板，要决定你后面的人生吗？
So the question that I came here to ask God and also to just get some sort of guidance was whether or not I should take a genetic test to find out if I have this disease or not.
那我来这边问神的就是我是不是应该也要做过某种医学测试，看看我是不是血里也有同样的病。
On the first couple of days at NYTS, as I was praying, it was more or less the same type of prayer that I've done before many, many times. It just felt empty. I didn't feel like I was getting anywhere. I didn't feel like I was connecting with God.
NYTS 的前几天的祷告，我就觉得非常的空虚，和我其他的祷告很像，没有什么两样。
However, on Tuesday, when I decided to fast and pray, it was a little bit different.
但是到了星期二，当我决定要禁食祷告的时候，就不一样了。
As I was praying,I recall hearing about the counselors and the pastor saying, if you want to talk to God, you have to break down that wall and you have to repent for your sins. And it was difficult because none of us really want to admit that we are sinners.
那就像传道说的，如果你想要跟神沟通，那你就需要把你跟神中间的那一道墙拿下。但是我们每个人都不愿意承认我们自己是罪人。
So I thought really hard to myself about all the minor things that would be slightly offensive to God, and then I repented.
所以我开始回想自己生活中是不是有很小很小的罪，那这样子来忏悔。
And then after I genuinely repented and actually felt really emotional about it, then I proceeded to then ask for a little bit of guidance to just have God's love.
那我也祈求神给我启示，能感觉到他的爱。
And then all of a sudden, this sense of warmth filled my body, and then I felt like that it's true that God is with me now, and that He is finally there, and He's willing to listen to me.
在祷告中，我也慢慢地感觉到神是与我们同在，他也在这里。
Unfortunately, the bell rang at that moment, so to be continued, right?
就在那个时候，钟就响了，所以我就没有办法继续祷告。
But I felt that was okay because on Wednesday I went right back onto the evening prayer and then began to ask about the question that I had come here to ask.
礼拜三跪下之祷告的时候，我又重复地问神同样我想问的问题。
I went through confessing the sins again and then asking for guidance, and then this time I asked my question just straight out. And what happened was is that he finally told me essentially that no matter what it is that happens, I will love you and I will take care of you, even though it may not be the best outcome that you wish for.
我在祷告我就开始忏悔自己的罪。那祷告到一半的时候，神就回答我，跟我说，不管结果是什么，不管你有没有病，我都会爱你，会照顾你。
Because in terms of, like, for example, God has like our names in a book everywhere that knows the exact day that we die, how we die, and you know, for me, thank God that I have a test that tells me maybe how I'll perhaps leave or how much time I have left to do something with my life before it's too late.
神有一本书，上面记载每个人的名字，什么时候生，什么时候死，怎么死。但是我对我而言是一种安慰，因为我已经知道或许我的结局会是什么样的。
But also thank God that this is not the worst disease out there, and it's actually relatively painless, and there's not much to really be complaining about.
但是很感谢神的就是，就算我有这个病，这个病也不是很痛苦，也不是很糟糕。
Then after talking to a pastor, basically reassured, he basically said the same things that I had heard in my prayer.
那我跟传道分享之后，传道也是跟我讲说，神已经听到了你的祷告。
So I know that from my deep prayers, and I'm actually supposed to leave NYTS tomorrow, which I'm reluctant and almost hesitant to do, because I feel like I've achieved a spiritual high that I don't want to leave from.
明天我就要即将离开这里，我非常的不愿意，希望能继续的留下来。
I just hope that in each one of your hearts, you realize that you only have 1 week left.
那我希望在座的大家能晓得，你们在这里只剩下一个星期。
Take advantage of your time. Take advantage of the fellowship that you have with brothers and sisters that are around the world that share this common care and this love for you that was inspired by Jesus Christ.
我希望你们各位都能利用时间，利用团契，分享神的爱。
And it's just truly amazing that when you pray together more than two, Jesus does walk among us.
那我深信，只要我们两个以上在神面前跪下祷告，神会听我们的祷告。
So with that, I conclude my testimony. I apologize for running over. And God bless you, and may be all the praise and glory unto His name.
愿一切的荣耀归于神的名。
Hello, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I also bear witness.
奉主耶稣圣名，我在这里做见证。
I too would like to testify to glorify God for His because I've received a great blessing.
我在这里做见证，是因为我想荣耀神的名，因为我从他那边得到莫大的恩典。
And we know that in our classes we learned from the book of Daniel that in the first six chapters Daniel encountered difficulties and they all seemed impossible, yet at the end God's name was glorified.
我们知道当我们读但以理书的时候，第一章至第六章，但以理他们遇到很大的困难，但是神帮他们解决，最后神的名得以荣耀。
Let's turn to Daniel.
请翻到但以理书第六章。
Daniel chapter 5, verse 23.
但以理书第五章第二十三节。
Here says the second half. The God who holds your breath in his hand and owns all your ways, you have not glorified. The second half of verse 23. Actually, the very end of 23.
但以理书第五章第二十三节的下半段。所造的神却没有将荣耀归于那手中有你气息管理你一切行动的神。
So even though I was encouraged to testify, I think I must bear this witness and glorify God. So please forgive me if I do not say things appropriately.
因为我被要求要见证，所以我希望我能在这里讲出一切我需要讲的。
So, the first brief passage that I'd like to give glory to God is how is by receiving the belief and the faith.
我第一要见证的是我如何接受这个信仰。
So I was one of those RE students who was recently baptized, but you know, the teacher would keep calling and say, come to church, and I would not come.
我是那种学生，就是洗礼后，那老师会叫我一直来教会聚会，那我就不来教会聚会的人。
And it wasn't until I moved to Dallas where, you know, this, I was welcomed by the family of Christians, of TJC members, that I truly had the opportunity and the blessing to attend church.
一直到我搬到了达拉斯，那里教会的信徒，他们的欢迎，使我慢慢的再回到教会去。
And so many, you know, many of them are sitting among us today. And I was also encouraged to attend NYTS even before there was age limit, so I was only in the 10th grade when I went.
那我参加 NYTS 的时候，那时候没有年龄限制，所以我参加的时候我才高中
十年级，
在高中十年级。
Actually going to 10th grade, but also I really thank God for that opportunity because that's when I really learned what faith is all about.
那我很感谢神有给我这样的机会，因为在那边我学习到究竟信仰是什么。
And through NYTS, you know, we also learned that we need to pray for our future, pray for college.
那在 NYTS, 我也学习我们需要为我们的将来，为我们的学校祷告。
And with a simple mind, I prayed for many things that eventually were all fulfilled. And, you know, the things that I prayed for obviously were things that would bring me closer to God.
那以非常单纯的想法，我就一一的祷告，那神也一一的回答我，还有应许我所祷告的。
But part of the reason I wasn't going to church was because only one of my parents was a TJC member.
我之所以那时候不想去教会，是因为我的父母里面只有一位也信。另外一位是没有信的。
Sorry, it's a little bit disconnected, but let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 25 to 26.
请翻到哥林多前书第十二章。
1 Corinthians 12, verse 25 to 26.
哥林多前书第十二章第二十五节第二十六节。
That there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. And if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. So what I was really asked to testify is the blessing, and I truly felt that it was a tremendous blessing in my prayer, perhaps only after my conversion to Christ, and that was the fact that I was able to marry within the church.
那我今天要来见证是我如何在教会结婚，那我觉得这也是神给我一个很大的恩典，就在我决定回来教会后，神给我的一个恩典。
And I think, you know, it's something that I was also encouraged to pray about when I was at NYTS, so I continued for the next years of my life.
那婚姻也是常常在NYTS传道鼓励我们要祷告的，所以我也这样子，年过年每年都这样子祷告。
And how should I continue on? It's not something that I've actually shared before, so I find it kind of difficult to explain.
因为我之前都没有和别人分享过，所以要我觉得有点困难。
I think I was under God's protection because before I could get into the age in Taiwan where people were starting to have boyfriend and girlfriend, I came to the U.S.
我觉得神保守我，因为那个，OK。所以我还没有到初中，大家都开始男女配对的时候，我就来到美国。
And then,
thank you.
And then in the U.S., I didn't really speak English, and there was no one else that spoke Mandarin in my school in Dallas, so there it goes.
所以我来美国之后，我又不会说英文，那到了达拉斯又没有人会说中文。
And then I went to all women's college.
尤其我最后又去了女子大学。
But I think, you know, I think God knew that there was too much temptation and that he wanted me not to fall into them.
或许神知道去一个有男生的学校对我来说试探太大，所以他就把我送到一个女子大学去。
And also I didn't, even though I went to NYTS, I didn't know that many people, partly because I was nearsighted, vision-wise.
我到 NYTS又不认识很多人，因为我本身有近视。
But also that I don't have any brothers, so I'm not used to talking with people.
那我本身又没有任何的哥哥或弟弟，所以我基本上不习惯跟弟兄讲话。
So, you know, so I went on with school, went to finish school, and actually in the middle, in those years, I was independent. I was, you know, I think what Brother Jeff said, feeling pretty good about things that I was doing.
所以我上了大学，从大学毕业后，就像刚才Jeff弟兄说的，那个时候我对自己很充满了信心。
But what God allowed me to learn during that period, even though it was a very difficult lesson, was that even a little leaven can lead to a great downfall.
但是在那个时候，神教导我，让我知道一点点的笑可以变成罪。
And I don't think most people had noticed that in my mind there was a lot of envy.
在我心中有很多的不平衡。
嫉妒。 Let's turn to Galatians chapter 6, verse 26.
请翻到哥罗西书。
Sorry. Where is it? 5:26, sorry.
Galatians chapter 5:26.
Let us not become conceited, provoking one another, envying one another. I'm a very proud person, it got to a point where I remember cleaning the bathroom during one NYTS, and I was thinking, why didn't the people yesterday clean it? I'm doing such a good job. You know, I'm the best person that knows how to clean a bathroom. It was just really crazy things going through my head.
比如说，就像有时候我在清厕所的时候，我就会想说，为什么昨天的人没有清干净，我清得这么好
？Or you know, someone would be playing the piano, I would feel like, oh, I could play better than that person, and then I would start disliking that person, you know, and then just through really now thinking back and talking about it out loud, it's there is a small seed in my heart that which is pride that led me to eventually complain about many things, breaking up a lot of personal relationship, and eventually led into quite a deep depression.
那或许像有时候有人弹钢琴，那我就会在坐在下面想说，我弹的一定比那个人好，所以在我心中种了就是一个骄傲的种子。那也因为这样子，我开始跟教会一些弟兄姐妹不太和谐的相处，那也慢慢的有很多的骄傲。
But it was also during that time that I started to realize that I'm not perfect and far from it.
那也是那时候我开始慢慢的学习，原来我并不完全。
Again, I think I was also blessed with a fellowship in college and church and family members around me, no matter where I went.
但是也很感谢神，在学校的时候，不管是家人或朋友，他们常常都陪伴在我身旁。
And my parents continued to pray for me.And I was eventually able to see that we are children of light.
那也因为父母的祷告，我可以慢慢的去学习到我们是众光之父的孩子。
And so fast forward after the realization that I'm not perfect and that that I need to remain in the fold of God. Then the issue came up as I was getting older that I'm of the marriageable age.
那当我慢慢的长大的时候，我发现当我慢慢学习到我并不是那么的完美的时候，我也到达了适婚的年龄。
So this is the part in Daniel that becomes the difficulty because everybody would say, oh, there's no one.There. 都没有人 That's the phrase I hear all the time. But
I would,
go ahead.
I was going nothing. I don't know what I'm doing.
My point is that it was at a it was a point in my life where I was busy at work. I really didn't pay too much attention, and yet through.Prayers of people around me, I was given this blessing, which is completely out of the mercy of God that I did not deserve.
那时候旁边的人为我祷告，但是在某一个程度，我觉得很像不太配。
And I remember there were there were people from outside the church, and they're.It was people were trying to introduce, and I always had the courage to say no, even though I didn't know what my alternatives were.
当然，那时候也有教会以外的人在做介绍，那我都有那个勇气去跟他说不要。但虽然说我不知道那是不是选择中的之一，
应该说，因为可是我也没有其他的选择，
因为我也没有其他的选择。
and then.But during my deep depression, there were also other church members who were introduced, but I was not ready. I was not in a state of mind.
那别在教会里面也有没人介绍，还是别的弟兄姐妹介绍？那我也觉得我像还没有准备好。
But I think God just wants us to marry within Christ, and there is really no.Set of criteria that is specific for each person. I guess what I'm trying to say is what we may have in mind is not what God would fulfill because God just wants us to marry in church.
那时候我就觉得我应该是在教会结婚，但是或许对神来说，他没有什么特别的条件，只是希望说我嫁的人是在教会的。
So here comes the part that got solved the problem, right? Under the using Daniel's story, the outline with Daniel's stories, beginning test of faith with difficulty, relied on God's solution, and then glorified God.
那就利用像但以理那故事的模式，接下来这个阶段就是神如何去解决我的问题。
I went to, I think it was a YAC on the East Coast, a young adult convocation.
在东部的时候，我有机会去参加一个大专班学生联会。
I remember as I was leaving the church, I requested to go to a train station that was further away.
那我结束之后，我需要去一个比较远的那个火车站。
And my husband now then gave me a ride, and you know, I in like a 5-minute conversation, I found out that he was graduating about the same time I was going to finish my training.
那我在一个短短五分钟的谈话，就是现在我的先生他在把我载到那个火车站里面，我才发现说原来他和我一样同一个时期要毕业。
Actually, he didn't really know when he was graduating because because he hadn't really started writing his thesis yet.
其实他那时候并不太知道他什么时候可以准确的毕业，因为他还没有写他的论文。
But anyhow, so if well, after I went back, it felt very natural to write him a thank you email.
那我回去之后，我就写了一封 email 跟他说，非常谢谢他载我到火车站去。
And but you know, with between our schedules, it was like every 2 weeks we wrote something back.
那之后我们就因为我们时间的关工作或时间忙碌的关系，我们每2个礼拜就会写给对方一封email.
And then I think my story has a little bit for everyone. And then a marriage coordinator called Jack.
那时候婚姻介绍人就打电话给Jack.
He basically said that he wasn't really thinking about marriage because he was still focused on his school.
那时候Jack就说其实他没有想过结婚的，因为他只是专心想要毕业。
And but the coordinator was able to talk him into thinking about it at least.
那个婚姻介绍人在他说服之下，至少让Jack决定他要考虑看看。
And I don't think my name came up in that conversation, but I wasn't there, so I don't really know.
我不确定我的名字是不是有被提起过。
And then I think I went to RETS in New Jersey.
那之后我在纽泽西参加了RETS。
Let's turn to Philippians chapter 2, verse 4, actually.
请翻到腓立比书第2章第4节。
So I don't know what people's ideas of marriage coordinators are, but I don't. I didn't really feel comfortable talking to them.
我不知道大家对婚姻介绍人的想法是什么，但是我那时候觉得跟他们讲话非常的不自在。
Perhaps I felt like I didn't really need help.
我或许觉得说我其实在这方面不需要任何的帮忙。
But that is simply out of my own pride.
但是那也是出于我自己的自负。
But perhaps, you know, maybe you're afraid that they're just, they know too much, or I don't know. Some people have very negative ideas.
那我对他们就很负面的想法。
But in Philippians chapter 2, verse 4, I sort of came across this verse, and I think they're just simply trying to look out for your interest.
那时候这章经节，我就想起了这个经节，那我觉得他们也是为我个人的利益在着想。
So chapter 2 verse 4 it says, let each of you look out not only for his own interest, but also for the interest of the others.
腓立比书第2章第4节，个人不要单顾自己的事，也要顾别人的事。
thanks to thanks to the grace of God, Jack was able to, you know, continue on and talk with the marriage coordinator, I think maybe just once or twice, and then we continued to email and know each other a little bit better.
感谢神的带领，那从那个之后 Jack 也愿意继续的谈起这个事情，那我们也慢慢的用电子邮件来沟通。
And then I came to NYTS here 2 years ago.
那两年前我来到这里参加 NYTS.
And some of you may remember that Jack was here, but we didn't hardly talk.
那或许有些人会记得那一年 Jack 也有来，但是我们并没有讲话。
And but I think in my prayer, I started to pray not about my marriage, I started to pray about my, to pray for my family.
那在祷告中，我不只为我自己的婚姻祷告，我同时也为我的家人祷告。
And then we started talking on the phone more, and eventually, we got to, I think it was a year. Well, anyway, we decided to involve our parents.
那这个NYTS 之后，我们就比较有机会在电话里聊天。那也因同时我们也让我们的父母知道。
But because they're all overseas, so he actually called my parents to ask for permission first.
但是因为我的父母他们都不在美国本土，所以他就亲自打电话去请求我父母的准许。
And then, my parents were able to see Jack, and I was able to meet his parents somehow because I traveled to Taiwan.
那再一次到台湾的机会，我有办法，我就有机会去见到Jack 的父母亲。
And so we got engaged in November, about a little less than a year before we were married.
What year?
2004.
那在2004年的九月，我们订婚，就在结婚的还不到一年前。
But I would recommend that those of you, well, just anybody now, should start pick up the guidelines for engagement and marriage, because we didn't know the guidelines for engagement, so yeah.
如果你有想到婚姻的话，那我会建议你现在可以开始念教会出的书，关于订婚还有结婚一些手册上的事情。
But I think I think through God's arrangement, even though at first I wasn't sure that, I wasn't sure what would come out of my insisting not to marry outside of church.
我不知道我坚持不要跟外邦人结婚这个对我自己来说什么利益。
But I could see now that there is so much blessing as a result of marriage within Christ.
但是现在我回头看，我觉得在教会结婚对我反而有更大的利益。
Of course, there are many good things I could say about my husband, but that's obviously partial.
我可以讲关于我先生非常多的优点。
But I think what certainly having a wedding at a church where I grew up.Where everything from makeup to the car to everything are all borrowed or volunteered by church members. I felt so much love.
能在我长大的教会结婚，那所用的车子什么都是弟兄姐妹帮我们准备的，我感觉到很多的爱。
And also, Jack's parents, who still are not believers now, started to go to church along with his sister.
那 Jack 的父母亲还有姐姐，因他们本身不是教会的信徒，但是现在也开始慢慢来教会慕道。
And and we were able to settle down in Boston, where we still need a lot more people to help out and move over.
现在我们居住于 Boston， 那我们也希望弟兄姐妹有机会可以到那边去帮我们。
And so I think I share this story because I wanted to give the glory to God, and that I felt like I received a blessing, so much blessing that I could not but speak for Him.
我之所以想要在这边见证，因为我想荣耀神的名，因为我觉得我所受到的恩典是无法用言语来形容的。
I hope that many of us here, all of us here, would have the same blessing that I received.
那我也希望各位弟兄姐妹，你们能，受到像我所受的恩典一样。
May all the glory be unto God.
愿一切荣耀归于神的名。
要不要先休息？不要啊，继续啊。你们体力怎么样？可以啊，阿拉，不是阿拉，阿力。